KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The federal fiscal year ends September 30th. That means the government will shut down if there's no budget.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has this plan for a temporary funding of the federal government, keeping the lights on while they work out the broader plan. But there was a serious setback. Johnson's plan has fallen apart. He pulled it from a vote because it was an acknowledgement of the fact that he doesn't have the votes right now to get his vision for what this temporary government funding plan would look like done. And so we're really back to square one.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. 33,000 union machinists at Boeing take a vote Thursday that the company's chief exec says would put the company's recovery in jeopardy if the machinists were to strike. In custody in Hawaii, U.S. soldier and accused insurrectionist Alexander Kane Poplin. He's charged with using a flagpole to repeatedly strike a police officer that day, then bragging about it on social media. This is ABC News. Three major wildfires burning in Southern California. In the mountains north of San Bernardino, a wildfire has burned nearly 50,000 acres, a few dozen homes destroyed.
This is crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It's just really, really scary and painful.
Ron Densford evacuated from Wrightwood, California, wondering if he'll have anything to return to.
I'm hoping it's still there. You know, I'm almost 80 years old. I'm retired. I'm disabled. And I really don't want to live anywhere else. If my house is gone, I don't know what to do.
Further east, an arrest in a second wildfire.
Justin Holstenberg has been arrested for allegedly starting it. Investigators are not saying what led them to him or why he allegedly started the fire. It's caused thousands of evacuations impacting areas like the ski resort town of Big Bear.
ABC's Alex Stone. Jason Alexander Hobby charged with starting a wildfire in Colorado's Larimer County in July that destroyed 29 homes. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk, and it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit, and it turned and went just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Governor Evers had to cancel plans to visit a northern Wisconsin high school Tuesday because of a threat. The superintendent in Hurley became concerned about a social media post and canceled school for the rest of the day. Local law enforcement looked into it and determined the threat was not serious. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases.
that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around for the overnight hours. Light winds and temperatures tumbling into the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. On your Thursday, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds with highs in the upper 80s, lower 80s on Friday. Right now, it's 64.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, artist Ben Erickson from Nina will tell us about a showcase of his art coming to the area.
Then Michael Friedman joins us from Simple Life Hospitality for another NFL Draft update. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. Okay, ABC gave more time to Trump, 14% more. Here are the numbers. Harris spoke for 37.6 minutes, and Donald Trump spoke for 42.9 minutes. So my memory was apparently still working. Because I thought it was 42 to 37 or something like that. And 42.9, almost 43 minutes for Trump, 37.6, so roughly 37 and a half minutes for Harris. So Trump got 5.3 minutes more, which is 14%, which is, 14% is about 1/7, roughly, maybe 1/8. I don't do fractions that well, but, that was another one of those infuriating moments. And now J.D. Vance, I was just looking on Twitter, and one of the things that's, you know, all over it right now is there's a family, a white family in Springfield, Ohio, whose son was killed in a car accident. And the car accident was involved a Haitian immigrant, legal green card holding Haitian immigrant, whose car hit their son's car and he died. And they just held a press conference to ask J.D. Vance and Donald Trump to quit using their son's name because it was an accident. It was not intentional. The guy was not drunk. It wasn't, you know, it was just a car accident. These things happen. And they're making that point. And there's also another clip that's floating around. I won't play it for you because it's rather long. It's a couple of minutes long. But it's a factory manager in Springfield, Ohio, talking about how they were really having trouble hiring people. And then these Haitians moved to town with their green cards, legal immigrants to the United States. And he said they're great workers. They're good people. They're honest. They're hardworking. They're family, mostly men, family people. And he wishes he had more of them. I mean, you know, it's so... but, you know, hey, they're black people. So Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to continue to try to trash them. In fact, last night after the debate, J.D. Vance was asked about this, and he continues to lie about it. He will not drop this lie. He was asked about this by Caitlin Collins on CNN last night. And she said, he brought up this misleading false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false. On Twitter, you told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true? And Vance says, well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They've said they don't have all the evidence. Collins, Caitlin Collins jumps in and says, they've said they have no evidence. And Vance, well, we've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So, in other words, he's doubling down. He says, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. And as I noted, you know, that there's a town of 80,000 in 1960. It shrank to 58,000. Several, you know, a number of thousands of Haitians have moved in, and they're reviving the town. But this is an overtly racist, deliberately racist and disgusting claim that these people, because they are black Haitians, they are eating people's pets when they are not. And it's, well, you know, what was it? Mark Twain, you know, a lie will get halfway around the world before the truth gets its boots on. And, you know, it is sadly so, so true. Also, there was a Fox panel last night, Fox News digital focus group. And 12 out of the 17 people thought that Kamala Harris, now, this is a Fox panel, which they're, you know, kind of famous for filling with ringers. 12 out of 17 said that Harris won. One said Trump was so bad he was just like an old suit from 1987 right now. He just repeats himself. Now, another one said he's still in his head basically trying to run against Joe Biden. Yeah. And, of course, now Donald Trump, he just posted a thing just a few minutes ago saying, it's like a boxing match, you know, when the guy gets knocked down and badly beaten, he stands up and says, I want a rematch. And he says, that's what Kamala Harris is doing now. She says she wants another debate. Well, why would I debate her when I'm winning in the polls by 96-2? Or something like that. And the poll he's referring to is an online poll conducted by Newsmax. There are four polls. There's an article about it over at Daily Kos. There are four polls out right now that are all these web polls, you know, that one's on Twitter, one was on Newsmax, you know, where you just go in and vote on the web. But these are meaningless polls, absolutely meaningless, that are all saying that, you know, Donald Trump won, he did a wonderful job. Yes, you know, quack, quack, quack. Nah, I'm not buying it. So what say you? Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Jordan, what's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Tom. Appreciate it. There was something that I noticed in the debate, and I haven't heard any of the pundits speak to it yet, but Donald Trump was incredibly dismissive to Congress and their ability to enact legislation. And he was incredibly praised the Supreme Court. And if you put those two together, he doesn't believe in equal bodies of government. He believes as long as he has the Supreme Court on his side, he can do whatever he wants.
You're right.
I wanted to know if I'm the only one who inferred that.
Yeah, I caught that too. And he kept saying, you know, she says she wants to do this and that and the other thing, but that's going to require Congress and they'll never get it through Congress. You know, quack, quack, quack. And what he was really doing was building a strong case for us all to be making sure that we vote down ballot for Democrats, the House and Senate, because, you know, this is... the Democrats apparently raised $46 million yesterday, $20 million of it in 2 hours after the debate. That's pretty amazing.
I made sure to donate.
Too. Yeah.
So, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Jordan. Thank you. Yeah, I think this thing is on a roll. I think Kamala Harris is on a roll here. Mike in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I'll tell you what, I think Donald Trump made a boo-boo on that January 6th thing. He warned Nancy Pelosi. He warned the mayor. He said, get the National Guard there. He thought that crowd he was going to gin up and turn into a lynch mob was going to face the National Guard. Well, they didn't do that. And look what happened. $30 million worth of damage. All those officers that were injured and that were killed because of that. That's ridiculous. Anybody didn't push that even further.
Yeah, what's insane is that he's saying that Nancy Pelosi was responsible for security in the Capitol, and that she didn't call in the National Guard. It was Chris Miller, his acting Secretary of Defense, who on January 4th, issued a memo to the National Guard saying, you may not go to the Capitol on January 6th. And that's why, and then you had the Republican governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, who had National Guard troops literally 10 minutes away from the Capitol building. I mean, you know, Maryland, you know, D.C. is surrounded on half side by Maryland. And Larry Hogan was repeatedly calling the White House saying, may I offer these National Guard troops? And Trump refused to take his calls. This thing could have been stopped instantly, but Trump wanted Mike Pence to be hanged. He wanted him dead, and Nancy Pelosi would have been a bonus. And if Pence had died, then Trump would have been able to use that to declare the Insurrection Act and declare a national emergency and suspend the election and become emperor for life. And I frankly think that that was his plan. I think that that's exactly what he wanted to do. And he lied about that last night.
Oh, I do have a bumper sticker, too. You got time for it?
Yeah, if it's quick.
Okay, here we go. Save a dog. I'm not going to finish it off. You fill in the blank.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I saw a meme on Twitter where somebody put a hot dog bun around one of those wiener dogs. It's taking him to Springfield or something like that.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, it's funny, and it's dead serious. We'll be right back with your calls.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special love one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It has something to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com. justthrivehealth.com. And use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Hear the chatter, voices rise, opinions scatter across the airwaves, loud and clear. Talk radio's always near. Talk radio.
21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What say you about what happened last night? Kevin in Mason, Ohio. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for your coverage. I'd give her a B. I think we need to cut her slack because she's been the vice president for 3.5 years and had to keep a low profile. Mm-hmm. And the female moderator and Kamala, both women of color, have been raised to not be like a rich white boy is raised. Lawrence O'Donnell had a really good follow-up last night. He talked about tariffs, and he said, in high school, we learned that tariffs cost people in America money when you tariff a foreign item, and that's why they were done. They were done so that they wouldn't import anymore.
That's right. It's to encourage local. It's to encourage American manufacturing. I'm actually an advocate for tariffs, although you've got to do it carefully, thoughtfully, and not the way that Trump did. I mean, Trump ended up having to give American farmers what wasn't it, like $120 billion, some mind-boggling amount of money because of the Chinese retaliation on the tariffs.
Yeah, and I mean, the job she has to jump into, to manage all this information and understanding and comprehension and history and economics, we as the voters need to cut her more slack than media might want to do just so they can get ratings.
No, but, I thought she did Lawrence a marvelous also, job. She did everything except point out how small Trump's hands are.
Would you want to
send him into outer space?
She and the moderators were good. I wonder, though, if ABC has technicians that were controlling the mics who might lean Trump and let him speak when they shouldn't have. and got away with it because they're behind us. We don't even see them. Nobody will ever know what their names are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a human organization of humans. And a lot of, just what they say, 50% are pro-Trump in this country. That's incomprehensible to me.
Yeah, same here.
But
it's 50% of voters. It's not 50% of Americans, but your point is
well made.
Yeah,
You are right.
So,
oh my gosh, I really appreciate. I don't call enough. It's hard to get on.
It says here you were at a watch party at the local Democratic headquarters. What was that like?
Well, at the moment I'm in Dover, New Hampshire, because we got a grandson here, and we have two grandsons in Mason, Ohio. But we were laughing. I mean, it was lively. I mean, my comment was, this is like everybody watching Saturday Night Live together. You know,
were people yelling for her to fight back more, or was that okay with?
No. We were just looking at him like, how is he even on this stage? I mean, this is
a convicted rapist, a convicted fraudster, and she pointed that out. God bless her.
Yeah, well, the great, if you can get onto Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC, and watch him talk about New York Times, sane watching. I never knew this word, sane watching, S-A-N-E.
Washing.
Sane washing. 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 Yeah. And calling his stuff, and that could be argued. I mean, this guy is unhinged. She even said it.
Mm-hmm.
In her comments during the live debate, you know, you're unhinged from reality, and the New York Times has been covering for him and going after Biden. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Astonishing.
I know.
And anyway,
it's tragic, and the Post is doing it as well. It's not a good or healthy thing, but I'm glad to hear that the local Democratic headquarters that the people who were watching were generally
we had a good crowd. They provided Chipotle food, and it was very wonderful to do it together. And I hope it happened all over the country, because now I'm going to go in and do phone banking this afternoon, and I did it Saturday.
Really? What was that like? What was that like on Saturday when you did it? What was your experience? Tell us
about
your experience.
That was great, and I got kudos. John, who runs the office, was there, you know, coaching me up, because I hadn't done this since we lived in Indiana.
Right.
And a woman called and she said, well, I can't answer your question because I'm a state trooper. And I said, well, thank you for your service and God bless you. And she said, thank you. And I hung up, and he said, boy, that she's going to tell her friends. I said, I hope she does.
Yeah, there you go.
We care.
Good on you, Kevin.
We love our public.
You're doing
officer.
God's work.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. Stay with us. I'm right back on the other side of this break. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The federal fiscal year ends September 30th. That means the government will shut down if there's no budget.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has this plan for a temporary funding of the federal government, keeping the lights on while they work out the broader plan. But there was a serious setback. Johnson's plan has fallen apart. He pulled it from a vote because it was an acknowledgement of the fact that he doesn't have the votes right now to get his vision for what this temporary government funding plan would look like done. And so we're really back to square one.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. 33,000 union machinists at Boeing take a vote Thursday that the company's chief exec says would put the company's recovery in jeopardy if the machinists were to strike. In custody in Hawaii, U.S. soldier and accused insurrectionist Alexander Kane Poplin. He's charged with using a flagpole to repeatedly strike a police officer that day, then bragging about it on social media. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work is underway on a project to hook up every home in Superior to the internet. James Kelly has more.
The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. I'm James Kelly.
A former high school football coach in the Madison area is suing his former employer. Jason Pertzborn resigned last year while school officials investigated an allegation of bullying in the football program. Pertzborn now says he felt pressured to quit. He says school officials lied to him and intimidated him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few clouds around for the overnight hours. Light winds and temperatures tumbling into the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. On your Thursday, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds with highs in the upper 80s, lower 80s on Friday. Right now, it's 64.
Mino and the Mayor.
He goes, hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate? I go, yeah. He goes, can I tell you something without you getting mad?
Sure. Oh,
goes,
no.
Hey, is that John Mino out there? And Kyle goes, yeah. He goes, holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him.
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
Absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Grecian 44? Nothing.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. Code Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
In the heartland where the rivers run, where the dreams of freedom first begun, they speak of flags and promised lands, but their vision slips through our hands. J.D. Vance and MAGA crew claim they know what's best for you, but their America's not what we see. Not the land of the brave, not the home of the free. They only represent our core, not the values we adore. Liberty and justice for all, not just for the few who stand tall.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on your thoughts on last night's debate and the future of the election. We are, what, 50-some-odd? Let me get the exact number here. I was just looking at it earlier. 54 days to the election. So, John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I was watching the debate, and I was amazed when Trump got angry. I hope everybody saw just how ugly he is when he's angry. One of the things I hope that the Democrats can do, and I was hoping Kamala Harris might do it last night, was to hang that whole speaker's chair saga around Trump's neck and remind people just how crazy, not just Donald Trump, but the Republican Congress, and help those down ballot races. Because, you know, I really fear Kamala Harris getting elected twice like Obama and not having the Congress get anything done, and another ineffectual president where we could have had a fantastic president.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a challenge. And this is, you know, one of the problems. I mean, you know, when they put this democracy together, it had never been done before, at least not in 3,000 years, and not the way that they were planning on doing it. And they were borrowing as much as they could from mostly the Iroquois Confederacy, but which is, you know, the subject of my last book, The Hidden History of American Democracy. But you know, they set up the Senate in a way, and then the Electoral College in a way that is just not small D democratic, and it's a tragedy.
I'd like to see them do a better job of reminding people of that chaos, and because it was very unpopular, you know, when they were having trouble with getting the speaker, everybody thought the Republicans are nuts, you know, and it was obvious that they were in chaos. And if they can manage to hang that around Donald Trump's neck and remind everybody that it's not just Donald Trump, that it's also all of these candidates, the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetzes, you know, and get that into people's memories, because it's fading away, right? I mean, nobody talks about that anymore, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
It was the Donald Trump coalition, right? It's his people.
Yep, absolutely. Excellent point, John. Excellent point. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling and making it. Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Can you hear me okay, Tom?
Just fine, Ed.
I think I give Kamala Harris an A because she was the adult in the room. I give Donald Trump an F for being the child, 78-year-old child in the room. Mm-hmm. I actually had some cheese next to me, and I wanted to hand him some cheese with his wine. But
his constant whining.
Constant whining. And so my biggest thing is the corporations have just completely taken over this country. The GOP, the Grand Old Party, every time they talk about the elites, I call that congressman or that senator up and say, listen, you want to get rid of the elites? Get rid of Citizens United. Yep. Until you get rid of Citizens United, you aren't going to get the money out of the, you know, from the elites.
Yep.
So, but I didn't hear anything said about the people that have to suffer from the fracking and the oil drilling. I read an article in California, there's laws on the books. If a well's put in, and the main party that put it in, and then they pump what they want out, goes to a second party, to a third party, those wellheads are not getting cleaned up, and they're polluting the area. That goes with fracking.
Yep.
I think Mike Taibbi a few years ago wrote an article in Rolling Stone, and I read it about how these people are suffering in Pennsylvania from fracking. The drivers that haul the stuff were only making $16 an hour. The people that are working on the platforms are getting sick. And they're not; these corporations are not taking responsibility.
Right, and it's poisoning wells too. You know, I get all that. That said, you know, there's a lot of fracking going on, and particularly in Western Pennsylvania, and it's making a lot of money for that state. And right now, if Kamala Harris does not win Pennsylvania, she does not become president, and in all probability. And if she pisses off those people in Western Pennsylvania, you know, I trust her to do the right thing after the election, frankly. And this is something that, you know, probably most of us should not be saying out loud because it will get repeated. But she understands what's going on with global warming. She knows how dangerous and deadly fracking is and how it pollutes water and wells and things like that. But she has to win Pennsylvania right now. So I'm willing to cut her some slack on it.
I agree, Tom. And my thing is I just want, I know we're not going to get away from gas or oil. Yeah. We're going to be using that for a long time yet. But I just want the corporations to take the responsibility for what they do create.
Agreed.
I don't want them to walk away and tell the people, oh, too bad, too sad.
Yeah.
I think that's wrong. But yeah. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, Tom, and thanks for giving we the people a voice.
My pleasure.
It.
Good talking to you, Ed. Thank you for the call. Eugene in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Eugene, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom? Pretty good. It's no major issue, but it's something that on the grading, when the guy called in and asked you what grade would you give Kamala Harris and what grade you would give Donald Trump, mm-hmm. I don't have no problem with the grade you gave Kamala Harris a B. I don't have any issue. I probably gave a B+. Mm-hmm. But the problem I have is you gave Donald Trump a D. And when I was in school, in order to get a D, 60% of your answer had to be correct. And I don't think 60% of it.
Okay. You're right. I remember now. Exactly. And he was probably around 30%, right? Which is what, F territory?
When I was in school, you had to get 50%. If half of your answer was 50%, you failed the class. You couldn't go to the next grade.
Yeah.
And so giving Donald Trump a 60, I mean, he can pass to the next grade. And I said he failed last night. He didn't get 60% correct. And that's what I just called and tell you, Tom. You're a good teacher, Tom. You lean your teacher. I would have flunked him.
Okay. Well, thank you for the reminder, Eugene. You know, we need a different scale, I guess. You know,
exactly.
Other than A
through F. I appreciate it, Tom.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Eugene. Thank you very much for the call. Kathy in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You know, I remember after Biden's debate, and he was in a little cafe afterwards, and he told somebody in passing, it's really hard to debate a liar.
Yep.
And
it's true.
And I'm sure, like, I never took debate in college, but I'm sure that there's rules to a debate.
There are. I took debate in high school. I was on the debate club. Yes, there are rules.
And they're not lie your way through it, obviously.
No, if you lie, you get disqualified. It's like instant loss.
So it's like, in a way, it's like a phony situation. It's not a good venue because he just lies. So my question is, and I don't know if it's possible, but would it be possible to, you know, run along the bottom of everyone's TV set, like just have a fact checker system that every time someone lied, you know, a Pinocchio or some system would go up that would monitor it so that the debaters don't have to do it and the moderators don't have to do it, because like you pointed out, it's almost impossible. If he throws out five lies in a minute,
with computer generated images, CGI, which is the stuff that they use, you know, and to make movies where, you know, guys fly through the air and morph into things and become transformers and all this stuff. It would be a fairly simple task to have his nose add an inch to it every time he tells a lie, right? And just
What about though the bottom of the screen? I mean, my husband watches, and I always ask him, "What are you watching?" And he's not actually watching TV; he's watching like the stock market reports or reading, something.
It's called the crawl across the bottom. If it's moving, if it's static, it's called the Chiron.
Is that possible? I guess that's my question.
It is possible. It's just that ABC chose not to do it, and it might be controversial, or would be controversial. You know, Trump wants to be able to tell to do his fire hose of lies strategy, and that would blow it up. But I don't think there's going to be another debate. It's possible J.D. Vance, I don't know if they've set a date yet for J.D. Vance to debate Tim Walz. J.D. Vance was talking about it last night, but I'm not even sure that they actually have a debate set. So there may not be any more debates. We'll see. Kathy, thanks for the call. Got to run.
Thank you.
It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment as Sean is looking up. Is there a debate, a vice presidential debate? We'll find out in a second. Fill you in. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important, and most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time.
Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, also known as advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food, so-called, is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. It's the healthiest food we've ever given them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511.
From the hills, but the truth ain't so clear. Grew up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance LG Griff selling lies with a smile, catching everyone adrift. From the suburbs to the Senate, you climb so high.
It's the J.D. Vance Elegy Grift, indeed. And by the way, Sean looked this up for me. Thank you, my external brain here. October 1st, and where is it going to be?
It's on CBS.
It's on CBS. We don't know the city, though, where it's going to be? Okay. October 1st on CBS, there will be a debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. So, and October, this is what, September? This is 9/11. So that's just 3 weeks from now, right? So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be a real interesting one, I have a feeling that Tim Walz is going to be far less restrained than Kamala Harris was, Vice President Harris was last night. So, anyhow, we're picking up your calls here. Ginger in Seattle. Hey, Ginger, what's up?
Hi. You know, I've been thinking about this ever since last night about Trump and what he did last night. He's getting closer and closer to outright denouncing democracy. And mm-hmm. I really think it would be so good if we could, if somebody, not us, but someone in the government, whoever, could pinpoint him on what his real plan is, if he has one. Probably doesn't, but he needs to talk about why and what he wants to do with 11 million people that he doesn't think need to be here anymore. Yeah. You know, the immigrants that he wants to get rid of.
Well, here's the thing.
He was asked that.
No, finish your thought, Ginger. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
I just had that one. And then the other thing that he never copped to or talked about how he would handle is, or what he thought about, is Ukraine. He never said that he wanted Ukraine to win or lose. In other words, did he believe in democracy or not for Ukraine? He never would say that. He wouldn't answer that, and he wouldn't answer about the 11 million that he wants out of here.
Yeah, he was a complete weasel.
So what were you going to say?
What I was going to say is that Trump claims that his mass deportation effort is going to be based on Dwight Eisenhower's 1954 Operation Wetback, which is an offensive term used back in the day for Hispanics.
Uh-huh.
And what most Americans don't realize is that, yes, it's true. Eisenhower rounded up just a little short of a million people over the course of a year or so and deported them to Mexico. Because they were not here legally. But in the process, over 20,000 American citizens were arrested, detained, and dumped into Mexico. And the reason why is they were going door to door, just exactly like Donald Trump is saying he's going to do. And they would come to somebody's house, and if you looked Hispanic and you couldn't immediately, you know, whip out a passport or some proof of American citizenship that they would accept, you got put in the bus and driven to the prison. And 20,000 American citizens who were Hispanic, ancestrally, but couldn't immediately to the police at the front door prove their citizenship, got deported. And that was, fewer than a million people. So multiply that by 11 or 15 or however many people you think Trump is going to deport. A lot of American citizens are going to get swept up in that. And then, of course, the other thing that Trump has promised that he's going to do, you've got, because we have birthright citizenship in the United States, of that 11 million, quote, illegal people in the United States, people without documentation, there are millions of children who are U.S. citizens because they were born here to people who are not citizens. And Trump has promised to deport the parents and keep the children here and drop them into the foster care system or God only knows what. I mean, when he was separating children from their mothers back when he was president, over 5,400 children were ripped from their parents. Over 1,000 of those children are still missing. I mean, they were setting up these so-called Christian adoption agencies that Trump was just giving them these kids. We have no idea, did these kids get sold to families who were looking to buy a child and not have to go through the whole adoption thing? Did they get sold into some sort of bondage or slavery? Are they, working in factories someplace? Did they get shipped overseas? There's still 1,000 children missing. And this is from a relatively small effort that only involved a few tens of thousands of people. You start talking to millions, we're going to have so many children. I mean, this is just an absolute prescription for disaster, and nobody talks about those details, Ginger, and it's just a crime. Ginger, I got to run. Thank you for the call, and thanks so much for watching us on Free Speech TV. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be back on the other side of the break with a crazy alert, and state election workers have some concerns they want to share with you. I'll tell you about that, and we'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the league, in case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.